I hope that everybody is ready for the next session. The last presenters will join us in a minute, I know. So after the lunch, I think even, I don't know if somebody has coffee or not, but I hope that this session will not be for sleeping. You will be awake because the topic is very interesting, and this is, I would say, in our, this LandNet workshop, maybe very important one, linking rural development with the land policy, with the land instruments. So this is a topic which we heard a lot, those who were present yesterday, from the minister, from the other presenters, and this session is actually devoted for that. And to warm up, we will start with a presentation of Morten Hartvigsen, where he will introduce FAO approach on integrating land consolidation with local rural development. This is also what I mentioned yesterday, that it is extremely important when you speak either about land management or about rural development to see that connected. Because if you are not doing like this, you will not be successful in the end. And also just trying to be disciplined and keep the track, you will hear a signal when around 2 minutes are left to finalize your presentation. So enjoy the session.
Good afternoon, everybody. Wilma introduced already that this will be about land consolidation and rural development and how these things can be integrated. I will, however, start a little bit broader and, let's say, put a bit focus on why is it that these things are important and why is it that they fit together. And my focus will, of course, be the program countries that FAO has in Europe and Central Asia. So we have 18 program countries, and the reason why we are, let's say, using our resources on these issues, also on land consolidation and all the other topics that we have discussed over the years on all these LandNet workshops, is that most of these countries, these 18 countries, have farm structures that are dominated by smallholders and family farms, and where land fragmentation is a big issue. And for this reason also, the support to smallholders and family farms is one of the four regional priorities for FAO in Europe and Central Asia. And this support is provided through the programmatic umbrella of the what we call the Regional Initiative on Empowering Smallholders and Family Farms for Improved Livelihoods and Poverty Reduction. So this is, let's say, our smallholder family farming program that we are talking about. And we have two other similar, cross-cutting programs. This REACH initiative, just for, let's say, information and also to understand how it fits together, has two main components. One is on the support to sustainable agricultural production, so the production side of it, while the other one is the support to the improvement of the rural livelihoods and the reduction of rural poverty. The softer side of it, we could also say the non production or the diversification that was also discussed in several presentations yesterday. And again, this is also where the rural development programs, strategies and support measures become relevant. I would also like to mention, before I go into the more details, the UN Decade of Family Farming. I hope many of you have heard about this already. The Decade of Family Farming 2019-28. So this year is already the first year of the decade. There was a global launch of the decade in May this year. The decade builds on the successful implementation of the International Year of Family Farming in 2014. The decade is an excellent opportunity to further enhance support to small farms in partnerships with civil society, with governments, international organizations, and donors. And I always use LandNet as the good example of such partnerships that has united the different groups from the government participants, academia, the civil society representatives that we also have among us. Even the private sector is participating as well. So, but there's still a lot more, and I think the decade will be an excellent opportunity to further enhance this, to further raise awareness about the situation and the need for support to small farms, and in this sense also raise awareness of the activities that LandNet is dealing with in this, integrated into this support. So I think we should not, we should keep this in mind also, that if we put ourselves under these different umbrellas that are, let's say, having the political focus, then we will also have more focus, and the topics that we discuss will have more focus. So that is why I'm mentioning the decade of family farming. And there will be activities at the region level, there will also be country level activities in those countries that will request specific support for establishing of national family farming committees, for example, and how they can involve, how they can be, let's say, platforms for policy making that will support the development of small farms. Then there's also the issue of the Sustainable Development Goals. I was happy to hear that it was mentioned already in a couple of presentations. I will not go into the detail on this. Just mention that family farming produces more than 80% of the world's food, if we look around the world. And family farming, both globally and also in Europe and Central Asia, is essential to achieve several of the Sustainable Development Goals. And just to mention one, and there are several also important when we talk about LandNet, but one on family farming that is really important is Target 2.3, on doubling the agricultural productivity and income of small-scale food producers by 2030. This is 11 years from now, so it's really a very ambitious task. We could maybe say, okay, with technological improvements, we could double productivity, but at the same time also to double the income. This is really an ambitious target that is set, and it requires a lot of things, much more than what can be solved sector by sector. So to guarantee the success of the decade as well as of the SDGs, and I think these two are fully in line when we talk about what is needed, action must be supported by coherent, integrated, cross-sectorial policies, concurrently addressing the environmental, the economic, and the social dimensions of agriculture and rural development. We have, and I would also mention this again without going into too much detail, we have in, FAO has in the region in 2018, beginning of 19 also, we have conducted country studies of the needs and constraints of smallholders and family farms in 8 countries in the region: Albania, Armenia, Georgia, Kyrgyzstan, Moldova, North Macedonia, Serbia, and Tajikistan. And we have prepared country reports and a regional synthesis report, and all of them will be published within the next few